Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello? This is Betty. Hello? Hello? This is Betty. Hello?
It's 420.
Hello? Hello? This is Betty.
It's 420.
Grab your bongs, bitches. Hello? This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello? This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello? This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shampa.
Shampa.
Hey everyone. Wow. Yeah, hey. Wow, how about that? This is Anthony live from our temporary Studio A outside the restrooms near Baggage Claim A. Or Baggage Belt 5, I'm sorry. Baggage Belt 5.
Wow.
Where are you, Joe?
Hey, everybody. It's Joe, and I'm live on the new shitter installed at Joe's desk in Studio B.
My goodness.
Wiki, wiki, wick, whack. Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. Yay. This is episode 304 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, October 21st, 2024. Find us on iTunes, the Apple Podcasts app, Spotify, Radio for All, and of course, Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org. That's Chiampa.org. When you're there, click the menu, programming, then clicky-clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite. Just do it now, damn it. All right, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
You're welcome, Anthony.
A lot of flushing going on here. A lot of flushing going on. Flushing everywhere. Everywhere.
Fart, fart, fart.
That too. Well, poor Joe. Poor Joe is dealing with a bit of a gastrointestinal distress from a chocolate shake you got?
Oh my God, I forgot about this place, Burger Baron.
Maybe there's a reason you forgot about it. Maybe this is the reason you forgot about the Burger Baron. Maybe we need to forget permanently about the Burger Baron. They say laughter is the best medicine, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So how's your week been?
My week's actually been pretty good. I tried for the first time a pupusa, or a pupusa. Yeah, pupusa. It's a pupusa.
What is a pupusa?
It's like a it's like a taco. It's Central American. It's imagine like a pita, but like a cornbread pita, and it's stuffed with something. So it's like a flat round empanada.
Huh.
And it's actually quite delicious. Yeah, it's made out of cornbread. It's quite delicious.
Okay.
We tried a couple different ones from the place down the street here from the studio, and we were quite pleased with it. Yeah. So I think it's going to become more of a regular dish around here. So that was good. And we downloaded our shit from the cloud today. My stuff is no longer in the cloud, or maybe that's why it's no longer up Joe's ass either. it's been...
I'm downloading something.
You're downloading something. I mean, pods was great. Don't get me wrong. I loved them. They were fantastic. I put all my shit in a pod in Florida. I loaded it up. They put it out in the big warehouse in Florida. They moved it here. everything came back unscathed. I mean, everything looked like it was as it should be. But, you know, I had to go up to Melrose Park with movers to pick up the shit from the pod, to unload the pod there and drive it all the way to a different side of the city to drop off the shit into a storage unit. But it's nice. Now it's available and a lot cheaper. Pods is great, but it is a bit costly. It's costly. The convenience. You definitely pay for the convenience. But, yeah. And that's color. Nice. Color on the trees. I'm happy to see color on the trees. This is fantastic. You know, I haven't seen this in a while. And, I mean, it's more yellow than most. But my little drive, I went up First Avenue, my little drive up to Melrose Park, I was able to see some, you know, nice reds and oranges going through Brookfield and stuff like that. So it was actually quite quite enjoyable. So it's nice to kind of see this change. The weather is just crazy. I don't know what the fuck to say. I don't know. Yeah. I come up from Florida, and you guys just have consistent warmth. So it's just what happens.
This is also known as Indian summer.
Yes,
we have this.
Or right now, it's more global warming than anything. But hey, well, you know.
But you know, I do remember even as a young kid. And yeah, you know, as a young kid, global warming was already still.
Yeah, it was probably already something. It was already in its. It's already starting at the time. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was started in the 40s, 30s, 40s, 50s.
When we ramped up. Well, the start of the Industrial Revolution in the late 1800s, and all that crap we started spewing out, and all that coal and. We started it a while ago. Anyway, so, and I am smoking tonight. I am smoking Windy City Mints. And, well, most of the day I've just been smoking a random potpourri of shit. But right now I'm smoking Windy City Mints. And that's what's going on with me, Joe. What's going on with you?
Well, you know, this is just the time to reflect, and, you know, I've had a chance to go through all of my papers and notes, and, you know, I found all the stuff from previous shows, and it's kind of fun to go back in time and look at all those things again, and I'm going to organize it and put it in nice folders and maybe, you know, have a time when we sort of pull odds and ends and edit some things together, and, you know... Maybe we'll have what do they used to call it in school? Teacher institute days. We'll have host institute days.
Is that when they take us to an institution so we can decompress
and fart? Yes, I guess so.
You definitely need some relief there. Oh my goodness!
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
Would you be interested in a high colonic?
Yes.
Is that a yes? Yes, would you like? Yeah. Oh my goodness. My goodness. You're gonna blow up over there.
Holidays are approaching.
Yes, they are. In more ways than one.
But you know what I haven't seen? I don't know about you, but I haven't seen the spirit of Halloween. That's those stores. They usually pop up in all the places that are like for rent. But nobody can rent it out.
I'm trying to think if I've seen... I did a lot of driving around the southwest side today, and I'm trying to think if I saw any. And I can't recall that I've seen any. What I can recall is that there's a lot of Christmas shit already up in, like...
Yes.
I believe I stopped at Home Depot today to pick up some connectors for some wires.
It was already
Christmas. Oh my God, the Christmas shit was already up. It was already. I'm like, Jesus freaking H Christ! It's not even Thanksgiving yet. It's not even Halloween.
I saw Halloween stuff up in July. It was amazing.
We're experiencing
colors finally.
You'll notice I posted
a picture.
Yes, it is lovely.
Today.
It is lovely.
And I'm currently smoking Mac 1. Nothing's really changed.
Mac 1.
So, Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
No, it does not look like we have any voicemails. I am sorry to say.
Okay.
I know. It sucks. It really does, but it's...
Well, as always, folks, and we say this all the time, this is like the 304th time I've said it. Our chat room is open at shyamba.org, and our phone at lines least, are ready right
least,
now.
At least. At least. I think our
Give
phone
us a
lines
call.
Are ready. I should go check them. Maybe I should go check them. Hold on. Joe, why don't you go hum to yourself while I check the phone line?
So, why
the phone's
you
off in
call?
A different room here.
Give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your celery phone or that brand new pearl white slimline push button digital telephone with automatic last number redial that you just picked up at the AT&T store. You know, I remember going to the AT&T store and picking up
Do you remember
all the
going to the AT&T
pushing
store?
Buttons
oh,
and
you
wondering,
pushed, you were that you were that phone? You were that hateful child.
Yeah.
I pushing all the pushing buttons at the AT&T store, just wreaking havoc yeah. everywhere.
All right, Anthony, so what you got for us tonight in the weed corner?
Oh, we're doing something in the weed corner? Hold on, let me...
Are we?
I think we are, but hold on. Let me see what's going on. Let me pull up my shit. Where is my... Oh, are you going to be all right there? Is Joe going to be all right? Joe, will Joe survive the show? I mean, you know, seriously, we're dealing with some crazy... You know, crazy stuff here. There we go. Now the phone lines are open.
Okay, bye. Right. And my phone rang too. That's exciting.
There you go. All right, let's check out the weed corner here. All right, our first story comes from KCUR, Kansas City local NPR station. On Tuesday, groups representing police chiefs, sheriffs, and peace officers across the state of Kansas continue to shoot down the idea of legalizing medical marijuana. They argued that legal weed would create a more lawless Kansas, where cartels will roam the streets and opioid dust will jump through the roofs. They also said it would smell bad. Kansas lawmakers have discussed medical cannabis each year since 2021 and are setting up another conversation in the 2025 legislation. A majority of Kansasians support legal weed. A 2023 Kansas Speaks survey found that 67% of respondents want legalized weed programs like Missouri and Colorado. Oklahoma has legalized medical marijuana, but Nebraska has not. Yes, right. Police, however, have warned lawmakers that legalizing weed could lead to fully recreational marijuana in the future. Marijuana-induced psychosis, increased risk of suicide for veterans with PTSD, increased black market drug activity, and more drug cartels into Kansas. The statement was also followed up by a showing of the 1936 classic documentary Reefer Madness.
Oh, jeez, seriously?
I don't know if they actually showed Reefer Madness, but they might as well, the way they, you know... Right?
Wow.
Yeah, so the next story comes from MJ Biz Daily. And adult use marijuana sales in Illinois were down a little more than 2% in September compared with the same month last year, even though businesses sold more than $1 billion worth of marijuana faster than they have in previous years. Do you have a question in the back, or do you just have ants in your pants?
No, I'm excited that they sold so much.
Sold so much. Out-of-state consumers accounted for nearly 29% of sales in Illinois. That was me before I moved here, purchasing $30.4 million in cannabis products. Meanwhile, Illinois residents purchased $106.1 million worth of cannabis products. Illinois, 213... All right, let's try this again. Illinois' 230 marijuana stores have had some of the nation's largest retail prices and taxes, which have some operators say push consumers to neighboring Michigan, where prices and taxes are lower. But you still got to go through Indiana. That's it for your weed corner. Back to you, Joe.
Well, you need not only that, but you got to pay for gas.
Right.
Your time to drive
right.
to Michigan.
Oh my God.
You know?
Oh, God, it just
All
makes
right,
me
Anthony.
Tired thinking about it.
Well, are you ready? Are you ready for today's fun fact?
I don't think I have an option.
Well, a unique downtown Chicago feature is its multi-leveled streets, the most well-known of which is Wacker Drive.
You Wacker, you brother.
The double-decker, yes, the double-decker streets comprises an upper-level riverfront boulevard and a lower-level homeless shelter for commercial and through traffic. There are 135 hotels and 83,881 hotel rooms in the Central District.
How many tents in Lower Wacker Drive, Joe?
Many.
Many.
Wasn't that interesting?
That was exciting.
And that was today's fun fact about Chicago.
My knee itches.
Just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Should we put Roger to the works?
I don't see why not.
Oh, hi. It's me, Roger, and I am here to tell you about today's National Day moment.
Sweet.
For today, well, it won't be today, if you're not listening today, and today is October 21st, 2024, and it's National Birthdays and Events Day,
ooh,
National Apple Day,
ooh,
and for all you cold-blooded creatures, it's National Reptile Awareness Day.
Not so much for
okay,
me.
Now, let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that magically causes the bigger wheel to spin, spin, spin.
Ooh.
No, 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 yes, yes, yes.
Ooh.
Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
Alright, you're twiddling, you're twiddling.
Woo!
It's a super fast spinny wheel. Where's it gonna land?
Oh, I hit it bankrupt.
Aw, isn't every show a landing on bankrupt? All right, let me see. All right, tonight our random story comes from Coral Spring Talk and talks about some crazy batshit Florida fun. According to the caller, on October 5th, a verbal argument between a husband and a wife over alleged infidelity had escalated into a physical altercation in the 1,000th block of Royal Palm Boulevard. Betsy, 45, of Coral Springs, was watching television with her husband when Betsy reportedly became irate after seeing a woman on the screen referencing her husband's previous affair with a black woman. Records of the conversation provided by the victim alleged that Betsy began yelling, "Why did you fuck?" and insert a racial slur here, which led to a heated argument between the two. The victim stated that Betsy then demanded that he leave the residence. While he was packing up his belongings, Betsy allegedly began throwing various items at him. Are we sure there wasn't Betty? Was Betty, like, off in Coral Springs recently? According to the victim, the situation turned physical as Betty started scratching and biting him in several parts of his body, including his back, upper arm, lower arms, and neck. The report shows that Betsy, who was visibly upset out when officers had arrived, initially refused to provide any information and appeared incoherent. Eventually, Betsy confirmed that they were arguing over infidelity, but claimed that it was her husband who was the aggressor and who had forcibly taken her to the ground and held her there. She could not provide specific details on how she was pinned down or how the victim sustained her injuries. Responding officers observed Betsy had minor red markings and some dried blood on her lip, and both parties refused medical attention at the scene. After an investigation, it was Betsy, who was determined to be the aggressor.
I'm so stressed out.
Yes, you are. She was arrested and transported to the Broward County Main Jail. Hang tight, folks. I think I got a thing here. Oh, yes. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in 2 minutes after I dislodge the microphone cord from the baggage conveyor belt and Joe removes the plunger from his butthole in efforts to relieve the gas. God, we're a motley crew tonight, aren't we?
We sure are. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Watch me scare Fred out of his pebbles.
Yow, Martians!
Delicious.
Arnie!
Whoops, the blast off!
Post Pebbles cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast. Now from Pebbles, you can get a Fred Flintstone flying disc for Barney or Dino. For fun with a twist, it's a Flintstone flying disc. What an especially marked box of Post Fruity or Cocoa Pebbles cereal.
A fun factory. Let's have a Play-Doh party.
Yeah.
A shooting star.
You can make all sorts of great things with a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
I made spaghetti.
And now you can get a Play-Doh Fun Flyer free when you buy Fun Factory in specially marked packages. It's lots of fun and little enough to take with you wherever you go while supplies last. The Play-Doh Fun Factory toy comes with everything you see here from Kenner.
Introducing the Kodak Instant Camera with a twist. Meet the Crank.
Can you feel a brand new day?
Imagine instant pictures with color. Color. Color by Kodak. Just crank, 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 and in minutes you get bright, colorful instant pictures with a textured satin luxe finish. See your photo dealer and shake hands with the Crank. A Kodak Instant Camera with a twist.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
My goodness. Joe's freaking out, and I had to use the Kodak crank to lower my standing desk. Go ahead and cue something, Joe.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose and many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit chiampa.org, that's chiampa.org, for our complete broadcast schedule, and much more.
Much
now,
more.
For Joe's weather and informative news.
I need to push
back
a button.
Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
No, that was me. I pushed mute. Hi!
Hi, but I need to push button too.
Oh.
I push button.
Well, thanks, Betty. If you're out there still.
Button has
well, before
pushed.
We get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper,
I pushed
edited
the button.
By the On Crack Chicago news team led by Dick White.
And the
it's
button
time
pusher.
For your Chiampa Chicago weather.
Don't push that button.
From our very own Chicago's O'Hare International Airport.
The butthole button.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
My
unless you're
goodness.
Listening live, it's not mostly clouds and 79, but it feels like 78. The dew point is 37, which
what's
super dry.
What's the pressure, Joe? What's the pressure?
Oh. It's high.
High pressure, Joe.
But the humidity is at 22%. Now, winds are howling out of the south end of Joe's butthole.
Oh, my
six
goodness.
Miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles.
Oh, my goodness.
Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 55. On Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers after 4 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 70. It is a butthole flap alert day. It's going to be a gusty one, folks. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. BFA day continues. Keep an eye on your butthole. And that's the weather as it happens around Studio B. Okay, Anthony, press that flashing any key. Now with even more fiber.
You know, I got to remember to write a copy for the butthole flaps and dollar miscellaneous at some point. I keep forgetting.
Okay, yeah.
But until then.
That would be nice of you.
I'll do what I can.
Now for the news.
The news.
Sneaking in on his sneakers, smelling other sneaks.
Oh, my goodness.
Did I get that right?
Oh, my goodness.
He wanted to put himself in their shoes, quite literally.
Uh-huh.
A man in Greece was given a suspended one-month prison sentence for sneaking into his neighbor's homes at night and smelling their shoes. The 28-year-old sniffer, who told Thessaloniki Court he couldn't explain his foot fetish, and was in essence put on probation in order to seek therapy. He went on to explain that the unusual act did cause him plenty of embarrassment, and it was not his intentions to harm anyone or break the law.
I just wanted to smell some feet.
Right?
Neighbors testified to the fact that he never showed any signs of hostile behavior. The perpetrator was arrested in Sinados, about 9 miles west of Thessaloniki, in northern Greece, in the early morning of October 8th. A neighbor who has left his family shoes outside his house so they could air out found the man sniffing them.
My goodness.
This wasn't the first time he had been caught in the act. In the past 6 months, 3 similar incidents occurred, even though the neighbors had asked the man's family to intervene and get him to stop sniffing their footwear.
All right. Well, how about that? Yeah. You going to be going around sniffing your neighbor's shoes now?
No, but I could see this happening.
Next in Fetishland.
Oh, my goodness.
Omar told news agency SWNS that he has eaten more than 700 meals at various hospitals throughout the United Kingdom, spending a total of £10,000, which is nearly $13,000 since 2022.
So, you know, the food has got to be that bad when you eat at the hospital instead. I don't know. It's just saying. I don't know.
And while one might think that Omar must have had a string of sick loved ones to merit spending this much time in hospital cafeterias, this is not the case. Instead, he said he is eating at hospitals because he finds the food to be excellent value for the price.
I see.
And because it is just plain good.
Hey, Joe, I'll meet you down over at Cafe Loyola for lunch tomorrow.
Omar started eating at hospital cafeterias when he was visiting his father in 2022 at a hospital after he worked late shifts. It was at the point he discovered he could get a meal of a baked potato, a drink, and a chocolate bar for less than $10.
My goodness.
The cafeteria meal satisfied his nostalgia for the meals he would eat at school. WNS reported.
SWNS
is both better tasting and better value than food from fast food or fast casual restaurants.
Uh-huh.
If you asked me, would you rather go to Nando's or the hospital to eat?
I don't know. Let me see. What it was Nando's. Nando's. Hold on. Would you go to the hospital? Wait, hold on.
Well, Omar would.
What is Nando's? We're looking up Nando's here. Oh, God. Actually, Nando's looks pretty good. Oh, wow. It's like a chicken, Indian chicken thing. Oh, they have grilled corn.
Well, let's get
back. French fries and wings. Wow. They even got their own sauces. I would, if it wasn't just a British thing, I would totally, totally be down for it, but we can't do that. Let's just give it 5 seconds and we'll run out.
Oh, thank you so much for that lovely bit.
No problem.
So, additionally, eating at a hospital is one of the best ways to support the NHS, Omar said, referring to the United Kingdom's National Health Service. The money I spend will go back to the NHS, and we should all come together to make the place look busy. Omar said he has frequented the local hospital for meals so often that staffers have taken notice. In one of his videos documenting his most unusual dining's locale went viral on social media. I've given the game away a bit now, he said. All the doctors and nurses have started to look at me. Well, you know.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if packing a hospital cafeteria with people that aren't at the hospital is really the best idea, because maybe the people at the hospital want somewhere to go eat. Although that one place looked really good. What did he call it?
Mando's.
Oh, that sounds good too. That would be a great stripper bar. Commandos. Absolutely.
Finish me.
freaking
SWNS.
McGinty, not me, my Lord Corn. London. A British chestnut whacking champion was cleared Monday of cheating after an allegation into malfeasance at the World Conquer Championships.
The
organizers
the
of the nutty annual.
The what? Hold on. Now we're going to. Hold on. Where are we with time? We got some time. Hold on. Let's see. The World Conquer is a Conquer's tournament held on the second Sunday in October. Well, what is Conquer? Conquers is a traditional children's game in Great Britain and Ireland played using the seeds of horse chestnut trees named Conquer and is also applied to the seed and the tree itself. The game is played by two players, each with a conquer threaded onto a piece of string that they take turns striking each other's conquers until one breaks.
Anthony, let's go around hitting each other's nuts, okay?
No, that's fine. That? I'm good. I'm good with that. Really, I am. Thank you.
So basically, you know, they accuse this guy of cheating and by using a metal or a steel chestnut.
I see. Well, yeah,
but
clearly.
Investigators said they studied film and photo evidence and took testimony from judges and umpires and concluded that it would be near impossible for Mr. Jenkins to have swapped the conkers unnoticed. So organizers said they accepted Jenkins' claim that he had the steel conquer, though, to amuse people and as part of his role as King Conquer.
King Conquer.
And used a real
King Conquer
in the
King
contest.
Conquer. How would you like to go around saying, I am King Conquer? I mean, like, seriously?
Well,
hey, Joe.
This, though.
You're Prince Conquer. Yeah. Or would you like to be the Duke of Conquer?
I'll be the Queen Conquer.
You can be the Queen of Conquers. Be the queen of nuts. Queen of busted nuts.
Wow.
Wow.
And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the ever-lovable Chip Skipper and his on-crack Dick White news team.
Oh, I'm back sorry, Joe. I shit all over your last news story. It's unfortunate. I apologize. Please forgive me.
It's okay.
Are you stocked up for pumpkin spice season, Joe?
Yeah.
You can trust your local Dollar Miscellaneous to carry all your pumpkin spice favorites, like pumpkin spice tampons.
Miscellaneous!
Now, two cases for only $29.99. Or pumpkin spice enemas on sale, two for the price of one. Or buy three bags of frozen pumpkin spice broccoli and get a set of pumpkin spice insoles for free. Only at your local Dollar Miscellaneous, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Call us at 813-327-8566 or just send us an email at playusatchimebit.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out, writer Nico Lang documents trans-American teenagers in their natural habitats. And in the news, New Zealand unveils its first queer-inclusive census. Toyota puts the brakes on DEI policies. Colorado's top court frosts a biased Denver's Baker's appeal. And Arkansas, my goodness. Just light the light a lighter and just let it all dissipate at once. An Arkansas Republican calls LGBTQ people satanic, and Kamala Harris gives a stern warning about Supreme Court threats to queer rights. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show on Sciampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We're going to find out what the hell we're going to do about Joe's ass here, because this is even singing up the studio over here in the fucking airport. My goodness. All the way down here. My God, Joe. No more chocolate shakes from wherever the hell you got chocolate shake from. I don't know. I don't know what that place was, but
Burger Baron.
Burger Baron.
Grand
yeah.
And
yeah. I'll tell you one thing.
Oh,
they,
no, Grand and Noble.
Oof, yeah, they Burger Baron. They baroned your ass. That's for sure. All right, folks. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
You are listening to Cheyenne Radio. Hello, Roger here, Pip, Hip and Candied Bacon Incense. I want to tell you that it's almost summertime in Chicagoland, but boy oh boy it's been downright hot in Chicago and Tampa, especially a particular server room where megaquats of data is passed back and forth every day. Am I boring you to death? Too bad. But I'll shut up now, I see my time has expired. Take it away, Betty.
Well, at least you didn't fart or say something to get us in trouble, Roger, so there's that. Hey, are you tuning into Weekend with Joe? Joe and Roger have some interesting programming you can tune into on weekends starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. With that said, I invite you to visit chiampa.info to see our schedule, chat with us, and more. Bye-bye now.
That's right, bye-bye. Hello, Roger here. Haha. Joe had to delete megaquad seconds of data from this cart due to possible copyright infringement. It's a lucky thing I'm around to keep his head straight. Did you know on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central we have headphone meditations with John Dubose? I see you listening with interest, Betty.
Why yes, Roger. I love headphone meditations with John Dubose, which is why you all should tune in on Wednesday nights. That's CHIAMPA.info. Come chat with us too.
Reboot! Before you know.
Reboot. Reboot often. Reboot. Reboot often. Reboot. Reboot often. Reboot. Reboot often. Reboot now.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit.
From Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Oh, shit, which one am I
milking
doing?
Our bandwidth.
Oh, my goodness.
All it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
You want
to listen? Alrighty. Joe's gastrointestinal distress is so strong that it's messing up the carts over
today.
Here.
Yay, up next.
Go ahead and cue one of those things.
Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Oh, isn't that lovely? So lovely. There you go. Drink that wine. The wine will cool all whatever is brewing in your gut. It's like an antiseptic. Just kind of keep it going. Just keep it going.
It's fueling it, probably.
Probably is fueling it. Who knows? All right. Before we continue, it is time for your Cheyampa weather for Tampa Bay from KTPA International Airport, Tampa. Unless you're listening live, it is not lightly cloudy and 79 degrees. The humidity is currently sitting at 67%. The dew point is a lovely 67 degrees, and the visibility is 9 miles. Tampa Bay missed another big hurricane, but did not come out unscathed. Cleanup efforts continue. Tonight, Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 70. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 86. Monday, clear with a low around 69. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 85. And on Wednesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 67 and a light chance of phlegm. And that's it for your Cheyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news. I have to find the button. Looking for the button. I found the button.
Wow.
There we go. Tonight, our first Florida story comes from Channel 5 News out of Charleston, South Carolina, and tells us about a Florida woman who is teaching her child the Florida lifestyle early. Cape Coral Target's loss prevention staff reported to police that a woman, later identified as 23-year-old Elizabeth, came into the store with a child under the age of 10. Loss prevention provided a video that captured Elizabeth loading up a cart with items before giving it to the child to walk out of the store. The value of the stolen items in the cart estimated about $1,111.11. including a barista machine and a vacuum cleaner. Detectives began investigating and sent Elizabeth's picture to other officers and detectives. A few days later, officers responded to complaints of a woman panhandling and recognized the woman as Elizabeth. The investigation revealed that Elizabeth loaded the cart with merchandise before separating it from the child and pointing at the exit doors to intentionally send the child out of the store with the stolen goods. Elizabeth followed the child shortly after. Elizabeth was arrested and is facing one count of grand theft and one count of contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
See, they just thought they were on that show, jokes, pranks, and funny things.
Right. I think I'm on that show all the time when I'm shopping. Every time I'm in a Target, I just put a bunch of shit in and I just push it out the door. I'm like, oh, look, there goes the cart out into the parking lot. I better go run after it. But, oh, it all fell into my trunk, officer. I don't know what happened. It's so crazy. All right. Our second story of the night comes from, oh my goodness, my lord. I think I have to take a hearing test this week. Our second story of the night comes from ABC Action News Tampa Bay and tells us about someone who was done with rehab, Florida style. According to Hernando County deputies, 41-year-old Lisa was transported to Tampa General Hospital, Brooksville, on October 12th under the Markham Act. Witnesses, including a nursing staff, said Lisa had then eloped from the hospital by running out of the entrance to the emergency department. Deputies said Lisa then approached a 70-year-old man who was sitting in his car in the parking lot, forcefully removed him from the driver's seat, and entered the car. The victim ran to the passenger side and opened the door in an attempt to prevent Lisa from getting away. Lisa immediately began driving away, which caused the victim to fall from the car and become trapped underneath the rear passenger wheel. She then continued in reverse and ran over the victim's body. Nursing staff approached and pleaded with Lisa to stop the car so they can help the victim, but according to witnesses, she ignored them and drove away, running over the victim a second time, who was airlifted to Tampa General Hospital in Tampa. Deputies saw the suspect vehicle traveling east on Jefferson Street and attempted a traffic stop, but Lisa fled. Lisa fled. There we go. After traveling a short distance, she pulled into the parking lot of a local business and fled on foot. The deputies apprehended Lisa after a short pursuit. Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office said Lisa was interviewed by detectives and she will be was still showing signs of impairment from narcotics, which was the reason for the Markham Act. Lisa was taken back to TGH Brooksville for medical clearance before being transported to the Hernando County Detention Center. Deputies said the victim's prognosis is currently grim. Lisa is facing multiple charges, including attempted felony murder, carjacking, and resisting arrest without violence. She is being held without bond.
Sexy.
Well, maybe. I'm not sure. The incident.
Is this a why not me story?
It could be. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it depends on what your pictures. Type is, I guess. You should go look.
Are there pictures?
I think there's some pictures up on the website. Our final and sexy Florida story. Story of the night comes from NBC Channel's Everyone Needs to Be Loved Joe, Channel 6 News South Florida, and tells us about a man who, well. The incident happened late Monday night at the lobby of the Martin County Jail when 40-year-old Joseph drove his car through the entrance of the Martin County Jail, the sheriff's office said. Surveillance videos released by the sheriff's office show the Toyota sedan slamming into the front doors. Joseph got out of the car wearing a woman's blouse and no pants, poured motor oil on the floor, and said he wanted to set the place on fire. He also made homicidal statements about police officers and said he wanted to kill everyone, and threw rubber snakes on the floor. While deputies were interacting with him, he kept saying things like, the devil told me to kill everybody. Joseph fought with deputies and fire rescue before he was tased. He eventually restrained and taken to the hospital. The sheriff's office said paramedics gave Joseph multiple doses of ketamine to calm his ass down, but it did not sedate him. He was later booked into jail on charges of aggravated assault on law enforcement officer and criminal mischief. Officials said no one was in the lobby at the time of the crash, but the incident caused thousands of dollars in damage. Authorities believe Joseph was under the influence of controlled substance, but they're awaiting the blood tests. Deputies in Kansas think he was high on weed. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back really? To you, Betty. Wait, where's my car?
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. No.
What?
He's not high on weed. He's high on something else.
Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Shy Ampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shy Ampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and Roger too. Why don't you be a part of our Unique Q Studio experience? You can chat during our live broadcast.
It's definitely something.
HIAMP.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname in chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment, take it away the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony. Fuck you, Roger.
This Whoa, is awesome.
Thanks, Betty.
Betty?
You got it, Joe.
No problem, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
It's fun, Betty. always a blast, Betty. And no, it's the airport. I'm waiting for my luggage to arrive.
Did you clear the court okay?
I think so.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. I was able to pee.
So, in your last story, he was high on something else.
He was high. No, I was joking about the thing.
Do you know that's a question I've been meaning to ask you.
Yeah.
Do you get high like you used to when you were younger?
Do you get high like you used to when you was younger? Do you see colors of the rainbow when you sniff your fingers? That's a good show title, by the way. Do you see colors of the rainbow when you sniff your fingers? It's right there for you, ladies and gentlemen. Do you see the colors of the rainbow when you sniff your fingers? There we go. God damn it, pick up the damn white courtesy phone. But anyway, yeah, so it's great. It's absolutely phenomenal. I have no clue what we were talking about. Seeing rainbow colors and sniffing fingers. The man.
Yes.
The man. Oh, that's great.
All right, I am typing.
You are typing. I am not typing. I am not typing.
You're
at
thinking.
All. I'm thinking.
Yes.
If you were to look at me, I would have a little circle going around, going do-do-do-do-do, as I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Oh, the colors. I'm like the cubers. Do you see the cubers of the rainbow? What?
The cubers of the rainbow. Not the cubers of the rainbow. I don't think I ever played Cubert before either.
You never played Cubert?
I don't think I've ever played Cubert.
I played Cubert.
Have you?
Yep.
What was Cubert on?
It was like on the 8-bit systems at first.
I see.
And I think the Nintendo, one of the early Nintendo systems had it, but the game didn't last much longer because you're basically hopping down a 3-dimensional triangle, avoiding...
Not a 3-dimensional triangle.
Objects.
That sounds ridiculous.
Or 3-dimensional cubes.
Not cubes. My goodness. Cubes everywhere.
Everywhere.
There are cubes up his butthole.
Yes.
And their buttholes, too. I'm pointing at the people walking back and forth at the luggage claim. Just kind of sitting here watching people just go back and forth trying to get their,
luggage.
But anyway.
Has the airport been busy lately?
The airport is always busy. It's amazing. It's amazing how busy. It gets busier when you sniff your fingers. I don't know where my fingers have been, but they're magical tonight.
So apparently these are the vendors at Chicago Midway. You get America's Dog and Burger.
I'm by the baggage claim. I got like a coffee shop with some donuts and a Starbucks, I think. Or a Caribou.
Hold on, let me see. Baggage claim.
Oh, it's horrible. I can get a croissant and a shitty cup of coffee.
It says water fountain if you're lucky.
Right. My shoe's still caught in the damn conveyor belt. I watch it go around every time new luggage shows up. It's quite irritating, actually.
I'll get it once in a while. I haven't flown in quite a while. And, you know, now it's like, if I do fly, it's to see a parental unit.
Flying to see a parental unit.
Although, there's a new Amtrak line that now goes from Chicago to Miami with intermittent stops. Or not intermittent, but interconnecting stops in Orlando.
The question is, how long would that take? The Tampa one, I think they have to bus you from Orlando.
I wouldn't need to go to Tampa, though. No. Because I think Orlando is a better stop.
But I think that's like almost 3 days, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
but,
long.
You know, that might be...
Yeah, I mean, if you got the time, why not hang out, you know? Oh, God, there comes that tour group again. They're all wearing the same red shirts. They're so ridiculous. I mean, look at this. This is just so sad. I mean, it's like they just walk by all these people. Just
oh, my God.
By and, you know.
So many potential listeners.
So many potential. People, listen up. They don't want to look at me, though. I yell at them, and they just don't want to look at me. I mean, but I'm here behind the plants, so, but that's where the only outlet I could find was the plants next to the restroom by the baggage belt.
And your shirt's a 110 volt outlet?
Something. Well, everything's working still so far, so that's a good start, right? I mean, could be worse.
Because I wonder about those outlets on the bus sometimes that I run from.
You run from the outlets on the bus?
Yes.
Do you sit down and the outlet goes, Joe, I am an outlet from down below in the land of CTL. I'm going to suck you.
Wow.
Don't forget to subscribe. Oh, God. There was that damn tour group again. My Lord. Wow, he's tall.
Where can I get a view of that concourse?
I don't know. Well, you have to come over to the baggage claim in Midway Airport and hang out here by the bathrooms. It's, you know, that's where we're at. And, you know, she's speaking some foreign language because it's just like a foreign country here. So I don't. It sounds like Finnish, maybe, but you know, hey, an airport's an airport, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot. There's a lot of them. Oh, look, she looks like a pretty woman.
I think
look
I.
At her. She
I
looks
think
nice.
I,
no, she's not nice. She just pushed that child out of the way and stomped on it.
Here we go. I terrible see, I people. See where we're at here. Yeah. Yeah, I see where
Oh, yeah, see, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
Where are you at over there?
I'm somewhere. I have no clue
see if
where
the
I'm
camera
at.
Pans
I think,
on you.
I think I'm over at belt number 5, I think. It's
Wave.
By the shitty coffee shop over there.
Wave.
Wave.
Let's
hi.
See if I can see you.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, I see you over there.
Hi, yeah. There you go, see? Everything went green. Oh, here goes this old man on the phone with his tight
This video is making me
tight
dizzy.
Track suit, right? don't watch the dizzying video. It's not good. So it's been fun. But there goes an old people mover in a cart now, empty but moving. It's been enjoyable and quite the something.
I'm looking at the Martin County Sheriff Office.
The Martin County Sheriff.
Photograph of
the one that drove through the you still thinking about it? That might be a why not me
40-year-old.
I mean, if you take the blouse off and get rid of some of the makeup, Joseph is not that bad looking. You know, I mean, it will do. I mean, sometimes when you got a pinch, you know, I mean, he ain't going nowhere. He's down in the Martin County Jail right now. So I mean, you know, he ain't running nowhere. So that's a good start. You know, he's at every day.
it's that time again, ladies and gentlemen.
That's fine. That security guard has been eyeballing me for a while, so I think they're about ready to go ahead and kick me out, which is a shame, because God, now all these pilots just walked by. I bet you one of them was probably trying to fart on me. Anyway, thanks. Something is happening, and it might be the ugly lights, and they're turning on, and my luggage has arrived. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Ooh, yeah. I can't wait to visit the Wink Wink Indoor Service Animal Relief Area.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. You can make your commute more commutable. Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 Eastern, and Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on the weekdays. Also, be sure to catch Headphone Meditation on Saturday nights. Classic, look, they're trying to unplug me here. I'm wrestling to keep them from unplugging me. Headphone Meditation on Saturday nights, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, and Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend. Hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 with Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in Shamper Radio's Technic audio programming? With extra added perpetual procedures. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep any one of your devices forcefully and executively perpetually tuned in to Shyampa Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with extra added thrust. Or maybe it's your titanium-plated Bluetooth-enabled commode with easy-to-use bidet and special last splash.
Podcast recall.
Ooh, a special splash podcast recall. That sounds exciting.
Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org.
That sounds exciting.
Go there now for a complete listening experience.
That also sounds exciting.
Ew.
Oh, I'm still waiting on my luggage. The damn carousel started, but it hasn't, you know, nothing's happened yet.
Yeah, sometimes it gets stuck.
I know, right? I'm like, you know, this is America. I should get my luggage right away.
It's a 1960 system working in...
I don't care. I need my instant gratification of my luggage to come up immediately. Immediately to come up and serve me. As soon as I... Oh, here comes... Oh, that's not mine. Ooh, that's not mine either. And, and other things like, ooh, that's not mine either. But, oh, I like that one, though. It's a nice suitcase. Anyway, so... Ooh, that's not mine either, but it looks like mine. I don't know what I'm talking about because I'm watching the baggage come down on the baggage carousel. How are you doing, Joe?
I'm pretty good. I'm looking to book a flight.
You're looking to book a flight on a baggage carousel? You can take a magic baggage carousel ride. Children, don't try that at home. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. My bags will be here shortly. Check out our blog at triumphant.org. If you're interested in recasting this show for whatever God knows reason, contact us at playus@triumphant.org. Don't throw around... Oh, remember, folks, don't throw around rubber snakes after running over rubber snakes. you stole from Target with no mas pantalones and a baggage claim. That's just, I got me confused. Have a good night, good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a P for penile.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.